Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Welcome, everyone. I'm McDaniel Phillips, and this is Times of Refreshing, a ministry of Bethesda Hall in partnership with TWR Asia. Kenneth Wong is our host. He's an author, teacher, and itinerant speaker. You know, whenever I hear the words amazing grace, my mind may be driven in remembrance to some solemn or maybe happy occasion. Amazing Grace is the unofficial anthem of the brothers of law enforcement and firefighters in the United States. Amazing Grace is synonymous with author John Newton and his infamy as a slave trader. And for some, Amazing Grace renews confidence in our God as we bask in the beauty of its haunting melody. Well, in just a moment, Ken will introduce our guest speaker for today, who'll tell us more about John Newton and why grace is so amazing.
Thanks very much, McDaniel. It's a real privilege and pleasure for me now to introduce to you our next guest speaker, Dr. Ernest Chu, whom I've known for many years as an elder of Bethesda Frankel Estate Church. He's a respected and well-regarded historian by profession. In addition to being a preacher and teacher of God's Word, he also serves as the chairman of the Evangelical Fellowship of Singapore, as well as the vice president of the Bible Society of Singapore. Will you join me in welcoming Dr. Ernest Chu to the Times of Refreshing program?
Thanks, Kenneth, for that kind introduction. I would like to speak on Amazing Grace. Now, Amazing Grace is one of the best-known hymns in the world. It is sung and played on all kinds of occasions, both happy and sad. It is an inspirational hymn, sung at wedding celebrations and at sports events. Bands play it on parades. We sang it at a funeral service, and it brought comfort and strength to the bereaved family. There are many occasions I remember when that hymn has been sung and brought so much blessing in different ways to many people. The hymn Amazing Grace was composed by John Newton, and it sums up his own spiritual transformation. Newton, born in 1725, was a notorious slave trader of the 18th century. He was engaged in trafficking African slaves. For a time, he was himself enslaved in West Africa. After narrowly escaping shipwreck, he called out to God for mercy and experienced a dramatic conversion. After leaving his slave trading and sea-going ventures, Newton studied to enter full-time Christian service. As an Anglican minister in Olney in England, Newton and his friend William Cooper wrote many hymns for the church, and these were published in 1779. John Newton's hymn, Amazing Grace, had been written earlier in 1772, and at first it received little notice, but it later became very popular in America and Britain, and is now widely known and sung around the world. It is linked to the tune New Britain, which is the current tune which Amazing Grace is known for. Now, Newton himself died in 1807, when through his encouragement, his friend William Wilberforce persuaded the British Parliament to pass an act outlawing the slave trade in the British Empire. So Newton himself contributed to the abolition of slavery. From John Newton's life and his testimony in the hymn Amazing Grace, we discover why grace is truly amazing. First of all, Grace comes from an amazing sovereign God who is in full control of all events in our lives as we go through ups and downs. This Almighty God gives us His favor and blessings even though we do not deserve it. Why? Because, as John's Gospel states, God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Through personal faith in Christ, we can become God's children. For to all who received Him, Jesus Christ, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. What an amazing God! Secondly, this amazing grace is saving grace. Newton's hymn begins with the words, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." The Apostle Paul, that great Christian missionary, tells us, "The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all people." He writes to the Ephesian Christians, "It is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Now, Paul knew what he was talking about. He was persecuting Christians when Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus and revealed Himself as Savior and Messiah. Paul was blinded by that light, but when he came to faith, his sight was restored. Paul later testified, "The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. That was Paul's testimony. You see, Christ died for our sins, and He rose again for our salvation. So Paul, the persecutor of Christians, became the leading preacher and missionary of the church, of the faith he once sought to destroy. Similarly, John Newton, the wretched slave trader and blasphemer, was changed into a servant of Christ and a writer of salvation songs and became an anti-slavery campaigner. His hymn continues, "I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see." Newton was referring to a story which Jesus told and to a miracle which Jesus performed. In the story of the prodigal son, the father who received his returning and repentant son said that this son of his was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Now, when Jesus gave sight to a blind man, this blind man testified, "One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see." So you see where John Newton got his words from. When Jesus saves us, we are no longer lost, but come home to God. When Jesus saves us, we are no longer blind, but receive spiritual sight and understanding. What a transformation. Now, thirdly, God's amazing grace is a schooling or teaching instrument. The second stanza of Newton's hymn says, "'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved." The Bible says that God's grace teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. God's grace convicted Newton of his sinfulness, and it taught him the way to salvation and a life pleasing to God. That grace first taught Newton to fear that he might perish, but it also brought him to salvation. Amazing grace. Fourthly, God's grace is amazing because it strengthens us throughout our life's journey. Newton wrote, "The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. After leaving his life as a slave trader, Newton studied the Bible as God's word. And for the rest of his life, he found assurance and hope in its pages, in God's promises, in his personal relationship with God." And this experience has time and again been the portion of believers. It has been my own experience as I face difficult choices in life and I face difficulties in my own life. Now finally, God's grace sustains us through life's difficult and dark days until we reach our heavenly destination. Newton's hymn is both backward and forward-looking. "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." Newton remembered the degradation of his earlier years and also the deliverance he experienced after he repented of his sins and received Christ as his Savior and Master and the one who was guiding him to a safe eternal harbor. You see, for every seagoing person, it is not just the voyage, it is also the arrival at a destination. Why then is God's grace so amazing? To summarize, first of all, it comes from a sovereign God who loves us and gives us his blessings despite our sinfulness and straying away from him. Secondly, grace saves us because of what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross by his death and by his resurrection to bring us to a new relationship with God. Thirdly, such grace is amazing because it schools or trains us to discern what is right and what is wrong according to God's standards, not our own human standards. Fourthly, such grace is indeed amazing because it strengthens us in our weaknesses and gives us assurance and hope. Paul could say that with God's grace, when I am weak, then am I strong. Now fifth and finally, God's grace is sufficient to sustain us through life's difficult and dark days until we complete our journey on earth and reach our heavenly destination. In the well-known Psalm 23, David testifies that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, this was John Newton's experience of amazing grace. And it can be the experience of all who believe in the same Lord Jesus Christ. It can be your experience today.
And now I entrust you to God and the message of His grace that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance with all those He has set apart for Himself. Thank you, Dr. Ernest Chu. This is Times of Refreshing, a ministry of Bethesda Hall in partnership with TWR Asia. And I invite you to join us again tomorrow when Kenneth returns and presents part one of the program titled The Hinderer. Right now, though, we would love to hear from you, and I have several ways through which you can be in contact. You can send us a text message at 9431-3813, or you can write to us at Post Office Box 392, Thompson Road Post Office, Singapore 915-714. You can go to our Facebook page and leave your comments there or share some views with some of the other folks you see. Also, I invite you to visit our website, www.timesofrefreshing.asia, where you can listen to the program right online. And Times of Refreshing has launched an iPhone app that allows users to directly access the broadcast messages and the podcasts right from their iPhones. I'm McDaniel Phillips, inviting you to join us again for Times of Refreshing.